It's Relationship Intervention.
If you've ever dealt with a bully in school in any way, shape, or form, perhaps you can relate to what Greg is going through. But it took a turn. Greg, good morning. Thanks for being on with us today. Tell everybody a little bit about your story.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm really excited to talk with you guys. And just so you guys have a little bit of a backstory, I'm a second grade teacher, and you know, I love to listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, cool. Second grade teacher. Thanks for what you do.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So what do you need advice with, Greg?
Well, so I actually just found out that one of the students is the son of this guy who used to bully me all throughout middle school and high school.
Oh.
Yeah. I saw that in your message.
A bully you can't shake.
No. And yeah. What are the odds of that now you're teaching his son? So what's going on now?
So I actually saw him. His name is Mike, just so we get that behind. So Mike, I saw Mike dropping his son off at school. And, you know, I never said a word to him because I really didn't want to see him ever again. Yeah. I was just hoping that we can just kind of get past that portion of my life.
Don't blame you.
Of course, he's coming to drop his son off at school. Not only do I have his son in my class, but I'm going to have to speak with him at conferences and like the teacher, you know, parent thing. So it's really not looking the best.
Well, and my
gosh, here you thought you got rid of him after middle school. Well, and then and high school. And it just kind of, it's a ghost from the past.
And we don't want you to have to go through any kind of trauma getting into details. But, you know, for your message, it sounds like the bullying was pretty bad. And this was during a time where it seems like a lot of this stuff didn't really get addressed. So, like, what do you want to see happen here?
Certainly. Yeah. I mean, I have PTSD for sure. I'm not too sure what closure I need on this. I'm debating on whether we need to have a conversation or whether I should, you know, talk to the principal about this. But his son seems like a really great kid. He doesn't seem like he's a bully at all, which is really great. And, you know, I'm just really worried about how I look his dad in the eyes and, you know, not get weird during like our conferences or our meetups.
Yeah, totally. Because, and then I'm thinking, well, you said his son is a pretty good kid, but man, what if he was like, you know, you're his dad, and now you have to kind of, you know, try and discipline the kid, the student, and then probably talk to the dad and the mom or the parents or whoever the guardians are. And
thankfully, it sounds like he's not.
Thankfully.
But you talked about mentioning this to the principal. That might be a good idea.
Just sounds like
just to sit down and say, hey, I've got a little bit of a history with this student's dad.
Kind of conflict of interest here.
And it's not a good one. How do you approach something like this?
Yeah, I'm worried, like you said, because what if his son goes and acts out in class and is, you know, being a bully? I don't want to end up snapping on him. So I could definitely see having a conversation with the principal just about the whole situation. I mean, like, he used to bully me. I'll be completely honest with you. I had a bit of a stutter when I was younger. And that definitely was part of the reason he would make fun of me. And I didn't really come from a lot of money. And, you know, he would make fun of my clothes and my parents' old car that they would drop me off at school in.
Sure.
I would sometimes even walk a few blocks just because I felt like he was going to get, you know, kind of mad at me.
Hate that for you, man.
Greg, and this was middle school and high school. Have you ever thought of sending an email and talking to this bully that you had back in the day?
Why would you have to do that?
Well, I'm just thinking, do you want to maybe bury the hatchet and just say, hey, look, you told us his name is Mike. Mike, you may or may not remember me from, you know, whatever school. Don't say the name of the school. You don't have to say that.
Right.
Where you went to school. Looks like we've got, it's a small world. Your son's in my class. I'd really like to kind of talk about what happened. I mean, are you even willing to do something like that? Again, I'm just throwing out ideas. You came to Relationship Intervention for ideas, and I'm just wondering, and maybe does the principal sit down? And is the principal involved in this conversation? That's your boss. That's your employer.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I should tell my principal the situation or just keep it to myself and see how the year kind of plays out. And I definitely would be open to sending him an email and talking to him, but I just feel so weird right now.
Yeah.
So I really want to kind of get an idea of what anybody else would do anybody that's listening right now what they would do in this situation, and maybe like one of those things will hit home for me.
Greg, you know what? You just mentioned it. Should I just see how this plays out, not say anything, keep it to myself? I say you just don't say anything. And maybe that's a good way of getting back at the bully, like, oh, that's right. Yeah, we did go to school. I don't remember.
That's a good point, too.
I would just kind of leave it. Just leave it and treat the kid like you treat the other students. And if that kid's a good kid.
And you said he's a good kid.
Let it go. Don't even get anybody involved. Don't even say anything.
Maybe that's what you do. Okay, well, this is the little recap. Greg is a second grade teacher and just found out one of his childhood bully's sons is one of his students. It's making him uncomfortable. You mentioned that you have a little bit of PTSD of what you were dealing with in middle school and high school. But now you're going to have to face that parent at some point during conferences, school events. How should he approach this and what should he do? And Greg, I give you so much credit, and our heart goes out to you to hear what you went through as a child. And here you are still back in school systems teaching our future, teaching kids. And, I imagine doing a great job of making sure that kids are treating each other with respect so that they don't go through what you went through. All right, Mixed Family, what do you think Greg should do here? Offer your advice now. You can call or text at 414-432-1099. And we're going to hear from Greg tomorrow, 8:20, with an update. Sound good, Greg?
Yeah.
Again, you can offer your advice at 414-432-1099, or you can text into that same number. Haley, thanks for hanging on. What did you want to say?
Yeah. I'm a teacher also. I teach kindergarten, and though I've never experienced this, I'm kind of just more going on the professional end and to make sure that the caller protects himself in this. So I would definitely not try to approach Mike, the bully, on my own. I would definitely get the principal involved.
Principal's got to be involved in this situation, huh? Because, like you said, there's a conflict of interest here.
Definitely is.
Right. Yeah, and if he handles it on his own without handling it professionally with the principal being aware, that could lead to bigger issues. And heaven forbid,
Mike,
the bully, tells his kid to act up
or the kid comes home and says, they're treating me different or something like that. Then, like you said, to protect himself as a teacher, it'd be much better to go to the principal first. That is a good advice there, Haley. So we'll find out what he decides to do tomorrow morning at 8:20. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
All right, line number two, Crystal, what did you want to say to second grade teacher Greg, who is dealing with the fact that his childhood bully is a parent of one of his students?
Yes. Is it possible that the bully, I think you mentioned his name was Mike, that he might be the one that feels awkward when he comes into the conference, that now that he's an adult, that he has those memories brought back to him, and he might be the one that actually feels uncomfortable?
That's a valid point. And Krista, we also have a text here from a 262 number that says maybe becoming a parent himself has changed him. They write here, that's what I'm hoping for this situation. And that's possible.
And another 414 texter said to do what I did. Just act like you don't remember him at all and just be like, I don't know.
Like, I've moved on.
Wow. That's right. Yeah, I guess I had a friend. I don't even remember what happened back in the day. It was so long ago.
And maybe that's what Greg's going to do here. Thanks for calling in, Krista. We're going to get that update again from him.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're
going to
get that update from him again tomorrow at 8:20 on The Mix.